You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are here representing the University of Alaska Southeast. Welcome, Elise Tomlinson. Hi, Elise.
Hi.
Hi. She's a graduate of the Master's of Public Administration program. And Karen Carey, UAS Chancellor. Hello, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you for having us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here. So it's almost graduation day, and the class of 2021 have had one of the most unique years on record. So you're both here today to talk about that and the virtual commencement ceremony happening this Saturday. But first, let's talk about some of the ups and downs that college students have experienced this past school year, and maybe I'd even include the one before. Chancellor Carey, what were some of the major ways this past year was unconventional?
Well, of course, going to all virtual was very difficult last March, a year ago, when we had to just stop face-to-face and immediately go to virtual. We had about 2 weeks for our faculty to make that change with our students. But I will say our students did amazingly well. I am so impressed with them. You know, I thought last year would be the only year we wouldn't have a face-to-face graduation. And here we are again this year in the same situation. But it just demonstrates to me how resilient, how strong, really how awesome the students at UAS are, because they, you know, to graduate is hard enough from college, but then to do it in this time, I just think they're the greatest.
Elise Tomlinson, you graduated in December with your Master's of Public Administration. You would have walked this May in the face-to-face virtual ceremony had there been one. How do you feel about how your last year of college went?
Well, it gave me a lot more empathy for other students, for sure. It was very stressful at times. I think there was just the general climate in the whole world facing a pandemic together. There was a lot of, anxiety about family members that you couldn't see that were maybe in care facilities in other states and stuff. So on top of all the stress of finishing up classes, there were those stresses related to personal life as well. And so I'm disappointed to not be able to walk, but I will say I purchased my master's hood from UAS, and I dressed up in my cap and gown and took a photo for, they're going to do a slideshow and they're going to announce people's degrees, and I'm going to send a clip of it to my family. They're all very proud of me.
That sounds really nice. Elise, I want to stay with you. What are some parts of this adapting to this online format or some other adaptations that students have made in the last 12 months or so that may have worked out better for some students? It may have allowed some students to thrive. I know you were part of a program that was online anyway. Can you speak to maybe some of the silver linings there?
So the online format changed actually in the middle of the year because we had all started using Zoom for meetings and for other classes. So the PADM program used to use a different software for the classes. And actually, once everyone was comfortable using Zoom, the whole program decided to switch to Zoom. And it's a much better format for online education, I think, because with the old format, we mostly chatted our questions to the professor, and it wasn't as interactive. You couldn't really see the expressions on your classmates' faces as much. A lot of people had their cameras turned off. And the Zoom format just made it so much more like we really bonded as a class, because it felt almost like being in a face-to-face class. You could really ask a question out whenever you had one, and you could physically raise your hand and your instructor could see you, and it just really changed things. So I think there are aspects of it that I actually preferred, and the convenience in the PADM program of being able to take classes at night. Most of my classmates are working full-time professionals, and they're doing this as, in their free time. And so that was also very convenient.
And you're also an employee of UAS, so your program must be very proud of you.
I hope so.
Chancellor Carey, anything to add to what Elise was saying?
Well, I'm very proud of Elise. To have a full-time job and complete a master's degree is really, truly amazing, just like all of our students. So we're going to be having it all virtual, but as Elise said, those students that do have caps and gowns, we're planning to invite you back next year for a face-to-face graduation so that you can actually walk across the stage and participate just like you would have been able to do this year. So we're looking forward to inviting them back.
That is wonderful to hear. I hope that they can come because that experience of walking is really something special. Having done it myself, I always remember it. But let's talk about the virtual commencement. It will be available to view this Saturday, April 30th. And I'm curious as to what all has gone into it. It sounds like it's going to be a pretty comprehensive affair, virtual event, and excellent viewing. So Chancellor Carey, would you like to tell us a little bit about what we're going to see?
Sure. So we're going to announce our honorary doctorate of education that's going to Pauline Duncan. And she will be delivering speeches for us. And we'll be honoring Gordon Jackson, as well as Elizabeth Nelson, for our Meritorious Service Awards. Gordon Jackson has contributed greatly to rural education, health services, and economic development. And then Elizabeth Nelson has been instrumental in the first city players in Ketchikan. So we've got honorees coming from Ketchikan, Sitka, and Juneau. We'll be announcing our Academic Student Award winners for this year, and we have quite a number of them. We have over 400 graduates that we are all very, very proud of. And President Pitney has recorded a message to the students, as have I. And we will also have Anastasia Erickson, who graduates this year with a Bachelor's of Arts in English, and she will be our student speaker. So I think it will be a great event, and anybody can tune in. It'll start at 5 o'clock, and then if you're unable to watch it on Friday at 5, it'll be up online for several weeks.
Oh, perhaps I misspoke. Is the 30th not this? So it's available this Friday, not this Saturday.
Right.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up for me. Chancellor Carey, what was the sentiment of the speech that you pre-recorded? Have you already done that part?
I have done that part, and it's exactly what I said at the beginning. I talked about their resilience. I talked about their strength. I talked about how going through this experience years from now, people are going to ask them where they were during the pandemic. And they're going to be able to say that they were completing their education. And again, I'm in awe. I don't know if I could have done that as a student. It's hard enough to go to college, but then to be in the situation we've been in all year has been really difficult. So, you know, a lot of our students have families, they're working, they've been working from home, and still on top of all of the challenges, they've been able to complete their degrees. So I just wish them all the success, and I know they will be successful because they've proven they can be going through this. So I just have the utmost gratitude for everything they've done.
Thank you, Chancellor Carey. And Elise, what are your hopes for the next chapter after commencement? Where do you go from here?
I wasn't expecting that question. I love my job at the university, and I started just taking a class here or there as professional development. And then suddenly I realized, wow, I could get a degree. I could actually graduate. So that was my focus. Several of the course assignments that I did have been things that we've implemented in my job. And that's one of the great things. They make all the assignments really relevant to the work that you're doing for your organization. And so to me, I'm going to continue to carry out. Right now, I'm carrying out one of the projects that was my capstone project, which was helping Ketchikan Campus Library merge into the Alaska Library Association. So it's neat to be able to study, but also do things that are really relevant to your current career, and my plans are to just stay in my current job but be better at it. So yeah.
if I could just add about Elise has also taken our Tlingit classes, and I know she would say she is not fluent in Tlingit, but I really hand it to her for taking the time to take classes in Tlingit and learn the language and the culture. And that's something that, you know, is really important for our region. And I would like to see a lot more people be involved in those classes.
Yeah, Kay,
it was really nice.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it was really, as we were waiting to come on today, I heard Lance Twitchell doing a little speech, and it just brought a huge smile to my face. Hearing Tlingit is one of my favorite things.
He's recorded our Hanson Gress underwriting credit for the support of this show in Tlingit, and I am working on deciphering it myself. We're taking classes here at KTOO as well.
Excellent.
Well, Elise and Chancellor Karen Carey, thanks so much for speaking with me today. Remind us one more time how we can watch the virtual commencement ceremony. Is it open to anyone, and how can we register to see it?
All you have to do is go to the UAS website. Just type in UAS. It'll take you to our homepage. And we've got it right there on the front of the homepage, and we're counting down the hours right now to the commencement.
Wonderful. Well, thanks to both of you, and thanks to everyone who probably worked on the virtual commencement. I bet it was a big project for your university and everyone involved.
Big shout out to Kenny Campbell, who really puts all this stuff together for us.
Absolutely.
And Gloria Mary.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Gnoschich, to both of you, and best of luck this weekend. I hope you enjoy watching and participating in the virtual commencement.
Thank you so much. Gnoschich.